Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
My role in working with PATH is really to kind of educate regarding the psychological dynamic of a woman who has come in having had an abortion experience maybe 30 years ago, or someone who aborted last week. And it is really to educate the volunteers on how to handle situations where these women are just terribly distraught and confused and conflicted. So I do a lot of supervision. I assist certainly with our retreats, where we have to have a clinician on the retreat because it's so incredibly intense and the wound is so deep that we just need a group effort to stabilize anyone should they become incredibly distraught.
So it's a bit like helping someone who has been traumatized to put a name to what they've experienced.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting that sometimes women come in, and if they have had an abortion, sometimes they wonder if that really happened, because they may have aborted prior to getting that baby bump, or even prior to feeling anything different other than maybe a little nausea. So they think that they're crazy. They're wondering, was I really pregnant? Did this really happen? I didn't see a baby, but I went in for this procedure. So it's kind of this very surreal experience where they're not sure if that actually occurred, and then they can't talk about it. So when they come to PATH, we let them talk about it. And we encourage them to walk towards the pain instead of away from it, because that's the only way that you'll get healing, is to actually address the pain.
And so from a clinical point of view, what are some of the mental health issues that women commonly will face?
A lot of times they come in and they have a lot of symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. They have some hyper-arousal around menstruation. That reminds them of their abortion experience. Some of them can't run a vacuum cleaner because the sound of the suction reminds them of the machine. So they have high anxiety and high avoidance. They might avoid baby showers. They can't tolerate driving by the abortion clinic. Some become sexually anorexic or promiscuous. It's this whole plethora of symptoms around how do I behave now? And it's so terribly confusing. So a lot of anxiety, a lot of guilt, a lot of confusion. And then they isolate because of the shame and guilt associated with having had an abortion.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.